Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Let's look at the text and see if people think Fat Boy's gotten any better at the bell. Actually, that'd take too long.
Don't open them.
That'd take like 8 more seconds. It's Jimmy Jack Jackie.
It is me. It is.
How's it going?
It's all right, man. It's all right.
Good. We didn't get to normally have our early morning stroll up here and talk.
Yeah, I was running a bit behind.
Oh, it looks fine.
Well, thank you.
But I didn't know what was wrong with you.
Oh, this morning or yesterday?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you not want to say?
No, I don't mind saying, man. I had the...
Chlamydia.
I wish.
$10, Fat Boy. There you go.
Nothing that exciting.
That's half a lunch.
That's interesting.
That leg that had the cat scratch fever several years ago now flared up again. It still does occasionally, not that often. But it didn't last long. I mean, it really went down yesterday.
This is yet another reason why cats are, in fact, in that beast of evilness.
Yeah. Now I'm terrified of rat bite fever because I heard of that last week.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell is that?
Something you get from rats because they're nasty.
But did they bite you?
Oh, yeah, they'll bite.
What? But God bless America. You ain't getting that out of me. Oh, man. Uh-huh. Like you felt them in the bed with you?
Yeah.
What?
Rats.
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Never had a rat in my bed that I know of.
Okay. Well, not a animal rat anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Nah, give us a cover.
Super fan. I didn't go back and sleep with Nine again. He stole all the covers. I was shivering all night. Plus them dogs on the bed. Hell, them dogs. What if the... You've had a bunch in there, but they are the dogs getting bigger in size, I'm saying?
My dogs?
Yeah.
No, they're full grown.
But are they showing more of a gut on them, like they're being overfed?
Oh, no, no,
okay.
No.
Okay, because I'm thinking maybe they're, like, keeping it on the low.
Oh, you think they're eating them?
Yeah, when you go to work, they just go in a little hide and seek looking for the rats.
Yeah. Nom, 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 nom. I hope they are.
Marshall, let us go look for some more rats.
You know, like.
That's Inga.
Wild dogs back in the day, probably a meme about this, they can eat rats. Now they eat rats, they're going to get sick because they're inside dogs, never had nasty stuff.
Isn't that weird? Same with humans.
Yeah, yeah. We can't just eat raw rat no more.
Dang it.
Not since the 1600s.
What's that air fryer for then?
By the way, do you have psoriasis?
A little bit on my hand here.
That was just a stupid inside joke about an email.
Yeah, I did not reply all to that email. I just replied.
That's just God bless.
I was going through it all.
Yeah. That was funny. Muddy. That's crazy.
This is an odd question.
Well, I have to say now, sometimes they'll say, hey, we have an advertiser who's interested in
letting you guys try some of our products, and if you like it, or their products, and if you like it, then you do a whole commercial campaign with it.
Yeah.
So, but they need to find out if any of us have the need for the product. In other words, we, Nine and me and Fat Boy, I mean, sure, we could be on talking about bras and lingerie, how we like them on a woman, but really Paige would be the one to sell them.
Yeah, she would.
So rather than just being coy about it, the person just sends out this email to us and another show in another market.
Yeah,
and
says, like a whole staff of people got it.
Quick question. Do any of you have psoriasis? and Nine referred to it there. I'll say it. The other goobers were replying all.
Oh, yeah. People were replying all.
Like, telling them about, like, not only was the HIPAA broken, you know, I'm air quoting that. Okay, I don't, I'm not offended, but everybody else is just doing it back.
Yeah.
Do you think some of these are set up?
No. Notice nobody replied and said, yeah, I do. Not you don't reply all and say, yeah, I have it. You reply it to one person if you're going to say yes.
Do it. Reply all.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's kind of flared down now, but what you got?
I already replied. I don't want to reply twice with the same message.
Oh, okay, basically. I got you.
I got pitched once for a weight loss procedure.
Yeah.
I said, what is it? They said, you swallow a balloon and it stays in your stomach. Literally, there's a balloon sitting in your stomach taking up half the room, so you can only eat half the food.
Is that safe, though?
I don't know. I felt like it was a bit, but the boss asked me about it. He said, would you be interested? I said, no. Swallowing a balloon? What's in the damn balloon?
It's a pigskin punishment.
Yeah. Like, how does the balloon just stay in there? And how do you get it out when you're done with it?
What if you pop it on accident?
Hey, pop that balloon, baby.
Luckily, nothing ever came of that one.
That's why our farts sound like a balloon early in the morning.
Well, imagine the burps and poots you'd have if the balloon did pop.
Oh,
especially if it had helium in it.
Yeah.
That'd be... Oh,
yeah. It'd be trying... It'd be coming up all... It'd be just, floating up your stomach all the time. It'd suck. Goes, you know what happens when you pop a balloon? It goes all over the room, zipping around. It's doing that on your insides. That would suck. It would hurt probably real bad.
Sounds like your sneeze.
Yeah.
Like a seeping sound all day long coming out your orifices.
Ah, bless. Man, oh man!
So yeah, the reason I wasn't in a lot of pain. I wasn't like particularly sick yesterday morning. I just had the leg was big and swollen and red, and I had bad muscle spasms because of that. So I was having muscle spasms in my right foot, real bad, and I was afraid.
So that mean you were just like
car.
Routinely just shaking your leg?
No, dude. I mean this kind of muscle spasms give you Tourette's. You just cuss when it happens.
Oh, yeah. Like growing pains.
Kind of, yeah. Just hurts real bad.
I had a summer like that.
But I was afraid I might stomp on the gas too hard in my car and run into a tree or something, you know? Because my leg just...
Damn, do people get Tourette's with their legs and arms?
No, the Tourette's is related to the pain when it strikes you, like somebody driving a railroad spike in your foot.
Yeah.
And you cuss because you just do.
Well, what's it called? What's the medical condition when you're just, you know, routinely, like you just kick your leg out, or there's some kind of muscle spasm, something to that? I'd never thought about that before. Somebody just all of a sudden gunning it. Maybe they're just, you know, having an attack of the leg or something. I don't know. I ain't making fun of it.
Oh, no. I didn't think you were.
I just don't know what that would be called. There's got to be some kind of thing. Maybe that's what a lead foot is.
What is restless leg? Is that the same thing?
Restless leg syndrome.
Why am I asking you? Is you not a doctor?
No, I thought I had it one time. It was when it first came out, and I think everybody thought they had it. It's like, man, sometimes I'm just laying there, and my leg just jitters.
Mm-hmm.
You can say anything as long as you say no offense after.
No offense. Well, that's not true. No offense.
Let's see. There was a study done here. This is on sun.org for something. Let me see what it's for.
Missed you yesterday, man. I was in here trying to Google crap, and I didn't know how to word it.
So many questions.
This is Intermountain Healthcare from somewhere in, I guess, the mountainous part of northern Nevada.
Oh, well trusted.
Yeah. They said people they've done studies on this, and people documented a higher pain tolerance when they cuss about it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wonder if that's some kind of part of our primal scream, and that's the way we expel it. It's just... You know, because words obviously made of letters, and the way our vibrations are.
Oh, yeah.
So what if that's the reason why we can't say certain words? It's because they want us to always be agitated.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
I'm pissed. I want to say the F.
Like folks who did
all of them.
Folks who have done political talk radio are the best at making sure everybody's mad all day.
Mm.
Kings of that. I mean, we might make you mad, but you know, you probably won't walk around mad about it all day.
Yeah.
They'll make you mad at the whole world and everything going on in it.
They got a lot to be mad about now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
A lot to talk about. But yeah, maybe that's what it is. They want us to be, yeah.
Are you sure
they
you
can't cuss in politics? They're like, ah.
Are you sure you don't have monkey scratch fever? I read that was coming around.
Oh, no. I haven't had any contact with monkeys or pox.
Okay.
Good. Not X-Pac. Obviously X-Pac? Not Tupac.
No. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Maybe. What was that?
God dang it. Almost said Best Pac.
What'd you just throw me?
Company. It was old Dust Bunny that was made its way over here.
No.
Don't do that, Darren. We just talked about another pandemic coming.
It was on your side. Why is it over here?
How do you know it's from me?
I saw it there yesterday. I thought you put it over here to mess with me. I don't know. I'm just kidding. They don't clean here. I guess that's what I was trying to get across to you.
Look how with bad a capital D is what you are. And yeah. It's not what you think. Distraction is the word.
I was going to say DeRoll, but that starts with a T.
The roll.
Like, you know, not troll, but droll starts with a D.
Yeah. You rusty.
A little bit.
You rusty.
You rusty?
Roll them up.
Nah.
I'll be great for looking stuff up today.
Yeah. People are liking your soothing, tender voice this morning.
Oh, yeah, man. I got to get my water bottle when we go to break.
Water?
Yeah, I'm all dry inside. I think I was snoring last night.
Dang.
I didn't sleep much, but I must have snored.
It'll do it.
It will. It'll do it every time.
Dogs start nudging you. Wake up.
Shut up. Trying to sleep.
Going, putting pillows over your face.
Nine. Wake up. I mean, daddy. Daddy nine.
What do you think they would call you if they talked?
I don't know.
Oof.
Let that primal scream out. They call you one of those words we can't say.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't talk that much, you know.
Well, yeah.
Not verbally anymore.
Not when, unless you have the good stuff.
Nine. Nine.
They're on a road trip. The old man smoked weed and got high, and the dog started talking to him. That was awesome.
Like, imagine walking in the house.
That was my Chris Farley moment for the day.
Imagine living with people walking in the house, and they don't say anything. They just walk over there to where you are and look at you all excited. They don't speak or anything. They might come jump up in your lap and stuff. They don't talk to you.
Yeah.
They don't say anything when I get home. They just say something when they're scared or mad about something.
Boxers talk, though. I mean, Eva just...
Adrian!
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Rocky!
Yeah, they'll do that German Shepherd talking thing, but not a whole lot. Not like every time I come home or before I leave, they don't tell me goodbye. They just lay there.
But the whole swinging of the tail, that's excitement, and also some have said that it's a way of waving.
Oh, yeah. It usually means happy dog.
So maybe that's what twerking is. That's just someone really excited to see you.
Yeah.
Maybe they have eyes in the back of their head.
You
I don't
do
know.
It well, Matthew.
Somebody trying to shake one.
Thank
out.
You, Charlotte Page. I appreciate
well,
that.
Remember when you were a kid, you probably heard at some point that your appendix was the leftover part of a tail or something? Maybe we're growing
no,
back.
No, I never heard that.
Oh, I used to hear it when I was a kid. It didn't make sense to me then. I don't now either.
I thought some people do have tails. Like, you know, the extra bone.
Lizard people.
Reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Najee Davenport.
Yeah. And others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've grown many a tail, but I don't have one permanent.
Hey, that's another rat joke. Yeah, for girls.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of rats.
Rat tail. Think back to my 1989 haircut.
Is there any photos of that?
No, not anymore.
How come all
man.
These, did I just, I have all my childhood photos. Matter of fact, I took them from my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want them anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened to my parents. They didn't want them or lost them and all the moving about. And
wow, no one reacted to that.
Foreclosures.
My mother did not want my childhood photos.
I got to give it a bunch of mine. I don't want.
I didn't think much of it because I didn't. I mean, I don't have
hey,
any
baby.
Mine. And neither does my mom. I got like one in the office, I think, a baby picture of me in a frame.
That's the, I was going to say, that's the only one I've ever seen.
That's the only one that's still around, I think.
Like, I almost quite. You're like Jesus with those 13 years missing like, in wish, the Bible.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I wish we had the pictures of that family vacation we took to Gulfport, Mississippi, and other places down in the Gulf Coast.
I'll pay $1,000 for the picture of Bill Elliott holding you as a small child.
Man, I really wish I had the dollar of the Pigeon Forge pictures at the Stampede, back when it was Dixie Stampede.
Yeah. How much you offering?
I mean, I wish I had my pictures. I don't know what happened to them, where they are. But I remember when I was blushing like hell because I was beside the saloon showgirl and she was good looking. But I was a little red-faced fat kid, man, just embarrassed as hell to be standing beside the hot showgirl. My dad's on the other side looking like my dad.
Looking like my dad.
He wasn't smoking, but he might as well have been. He looked like he was.
God, they should let you smoke in those pics at the Stampede.
Yeah, why not?
Squeeze my hooter a little line?
Yeah, I mean, why not that? I mean, I was going to say with the smoking, sure.
No, you'd have been on board with the other two.
Oh, yeah. We all would have been.
One of these barbershops that sells my stuff has one of these old barber's chairs in there, and they have old ashtrays. It's from like a long time ago, and they don't use them anymore, obviously. But so you used to could sit there and get your hair cut and smoke.
Oh, yeah.
God bless.
Well, your barber would take a smoke, too.
Well, I guess you both of her puffing up.
That's why there's one on each armrest.
There was one on each side.
Barber's going to smoke and cut your hair. You know when they used to do like burning of hair? That probably started as an accident with a cigarette or a cigar.
A cow knocked over a lantern, I heard.
Yeah, they used to singe hair like that.
Yeah, that stinks too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we have a brand new Truth and Consequences today. We have, we teased it yesterday. We have a guy who is making a major lifestyle change, and he wants everybody else to do it.
Oh, it's that one. I remember we talked about that one.
Yes.
I didn't know. I was out yesterday. I didn't know for sure we had that one. That's awesome. I'm excited for that one.
He's decided he wants to keep psoriasis and wants everyone else to get it. No, it's not that.
He's not a jerk.
It's vegan dad.
Oh, that's a, that's a much worse jerk.
Yeah.
Or it can be. Usually, a lot of times it is. They have that reputation for being outspoken as hell.
His wife is very angry about it, so she's going to call him today. One of them's going to be at work. I don't know which. We'll figure that part out. And also, a bunch of interaction yesterday about the dating your cousin thing.
Yeah.
Fifth cousin, sixth cousin. We got a bunch of emails and tweets to read about that. So feel free to holler at us, 1-800-774-0093.
We got the TLCMotors.com text line always open at 72341. Standard messaging and data rates do apply. And we're on social media at The Rise Guys on Twitter and Instagram. Find The Rise Guys on Facebook, too.
We are. I just looked.
Yeah.
We are. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Oh, we have to talk about Olivia Newton-John. And it was a great loss yesterday. Rest in peace, Olivia. We'll get into that. Also, we've got a story about a teen who tried to drag race with an undercover cop. All that and more coming up next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Wow, that's a lot to take in right there. I was not aware that she passed. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't see too much about it overnight.
And she was drag racing.
No.
She was.
No. Okay, we'll put all of it together next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everybody. The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. Hello. With you. Ooh, that's sexy. Well, we begin with this story. Olivia Newton-John lost her battle with cancer. She died yesterday morning. No cause of death was given. And she was 73 years of age. Her husband, John Easterling, he released a statement saying, Dame Olivia Newton-John passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. We ask that everyone please respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time.
She had been, what do you call it when a lady gets knighted? Named?
I guess.
Damed.
They bring in Ron Simmons. He does the ceremony.
Yeah.
Olivia was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992. After 25 years in remission, she announced in 2017 that it had spread to her lower back.
God bless. I've never heard of that in my life. Back cancer.
No. Yikes. Well, since she battled it for so long, I thought it was like a constant like battle. But I didn't know she was in remission. Remissed or whatever.
What? I guess at that point it's like bone cancer, maybe.
It was at the base of her spine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. I guess it has to be if it goes to the back like that.
Yikes.
Because it isn't an organ, it's just in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Olivia was born in England but raised in Melbourne, Australia. She already had a successful music career at that time, but it was the 1978 movie Grease that took her to the next level, and she became a star.
You're the one that want, one that I really want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We don't have the licensing to play that song.
Her duets with John Travolta, the beautiful song that you just sang, You're the One That I Want, and Summer Nights, along with Hopelessly Devoted to You.
This one, they said you can only play two, so we chose these two. Mm-hmm. Physical in this thing.
She didn't go out much, right? I don't think I saw her
well,
much.
Well, the first thing I thought of is, was it, I don't know if this is a Mandela effect or if I'm just having a thing here, but was it she, like her husband missing several years ago and they thought she had killed him?
There was a boyfriend who a lot of people think he faked his own death.
Yeah, he faked his own death and disappeared.
So I don't know if he ever came out or they found him or what. But they were together at that point. You know, she was on the news like, help me find him. You know, where is he? And the people were like, well, I've seen this guy in Mexico.
I've heard people say they've seen that guy in Mexico.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well, rest in peace, Dame.
That's sad. I saw the stuff people were saying about her yesterday that I did see was like, I don't know, dudes around 50, early 50s, most of them were the ones who I saw posting about it, some wrestlers and athletes and stuff. And they had such a reverence for her. Like, it was like they had a crush on her growing up, certainly, but not like a porno crush, but like a sweeter crush.
Like a Christie Brinkley kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's like they, you can tell that they, you know, they wanted to, like, take her out and open doors for her and be nice to her and sweet to her and stuff.
Wifey material.
It wasn't just, man, I'd blank her. Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Wife material.
Yeah. It was a much sweeter thing than anything I'm used to seeing.
I think today we should really be thinking about Elton Newton-John and Cam Newton-John.
Yeah.
And send some thoughts out to them. I just did.
Yeah.
Well, it's just very sad when you hear about someone like that. And, you know, cancer is a terrible thing.
And also, though, as a child of that time, let's get physical. You see the video for it, almost like commercial, the video for it. It was trying to elude you that she was talking about exercising because she's working out.
Yeah.
But she was talking about sex. It was another screw job. They were just pumping you full of sex stuff, but wouldn't say it.
Yeah, they were.
You had no idea.
The 80s.
It's like, man, leg warmers, nice. Let me look at the leg warmers, and you follow it up, and look, where's it in? Right there on that cherry pie warrant.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sexy time.
I know.
It was kind of nice, though. I like the
subtleness of it.
The innuendos and the subtlety of it. I like that a lot. I like that more than, you know, anything I hear nowadays.
Hey!
That's just bluntly saying body parts.
Yeah. WAP.
Yeah. I guess that started with what? Like, the first people I ever heard blatantly saying body parts was in the 80s, I guess, Two Live Crew. I didn't hear it in the 80s. I was too young.
Yeah.
Well, if you were going to drag race with somebody, you wouldn't pick an undercover officer, definitely. Well, a teen has been charged after police say he tried to drag race with an undercover officer. This is according to the Memphis police. And the officers were driving Thursday night when they saw a light blue Dodge Charger that fit the description of a vehicle that attempted to drag race with the undercover unit on the same street. And the driver was an 18-year-old teenager, Ladacris Pittman, and he was arrested during a traffic stop at high school. They searched the car. Not only did they find a gun, marijuana, multiple debit and bank cards inside his backpack. So he made a very poor decision that night.
Man, I was saying it was going to happen when they got those unmarked Chargers on the highways here. I guess Tennessee's got them too.
Yeah, the Vice City cop cars.
Yeah.
They're like ready to just ram you. Like they've got that rack on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Got the winch on there. They're ready for Armageddon.
Those unmarked ones, I mean, and it's bound to happen. Somebody's going to try to drag race one.
Drag racing tonight?
But probably not a good idea to drag race when you got illegal drugs and guns and stuff.
No, that's poor planning.
It'd be a fun bit to do for a cop to go hide behind the wall at a drag race, a dragway.
Yeah.
And as soon as they take off, he starts up and tries to pull him over for speeding.
Yeah.
That'd be funny as hell.
That would be great.
Citizens I love arrest. That.
Also, a loss of manpower and tax dollars.
Too. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. They don't have enough time to do that, honestly.
Maybe if gas gets cheaper, we'll do that.
It's unfortunate. But you have to be, I mean, you know, if you're listening to this and you're younger and potentially dumb, you have to be aware that you have to be aware of what you're in possession of before you try to race somebody or before you drive stupid.
Yeah, go test it out on a frontage road by yourself. See what you got under the hood. Yeah.
Do you get that a lot, Nine? People pulling up and revving their engines next to you and say, you ready to go?
No, not really. I really don't. I figured I'd get it more than I do.
Huh. Well, not only that, police say a gun was verified stolen and the car was towed to the city lot. So this teenager was charged with drag racing, reckless driving, possession of a controlled substance, theft of property with a firearm, and unlawful carrying or possession of a weapon, and carrying a weapon on school property. So he's going to have a fun day in court with all those charges.
Yeah.
Firearm sounds like a not so popular Marvel character.
Yeah, it could work.
It does.
Especially if he was right-handed.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, good shit. Ah, dude, you just burned me again.
You burned me. You got that one arm is made of fire.
Yeah.
Other one's normal. It's just a skin arm.
He melts his fleshlight.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they already got the one guy who's completely fire. One of the Fantastic Four dudes.
Yeah.
I hope he knows how to wipe with the hand that ain't fire.
Oh, ouchie.
Help me.
That's not comfortable.
I wonder, like, I'm just not on the roads where people race, I guess, because I hear about it happening, but it never happens to me. And again, I'm not usually out at night on four-lane roads where it seems most common then. But, yeah. I mean, they will bust your ass for street racing, so I say don't do it. It ain't remotely worth it. They will bust your ass when they catch you, and you're going to get caught at some point.
I say the same for murder. They will bust your ass for that. So I say don't do that either.
Yeah.
Rape,
just
yeah.
say
rape
no. Just say no to murder. Fat boy, your stance today.
Rape.
No, yeah.
Not good.
Well, I mean, I think cruising is probably not very popular now.
Well, you're cruising for a bruising. Right, the cops right. will get you out of that car.
Right. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you. Going to the club, the Billy Club, whammo.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That should be a campaign for real.
Okay. Well, feel free. Just take it off my taxes. Fat Boy, what is up in the sports report?
That's some Aaron Rodgers audio. He was doing an interview, a thing where he talked to other people.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there was a joke made that he didn't appreciate. I have not heard it. We're going to hear it together.
Oh.
We got a funny Josh Allen story. Plus, there's more. A former WWF superstar makes a pretty bold claim as far as the women in his bedroom.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. You said WWF, so that means pre-switcheroonie. So we're talking about a legend.
Is this another Hulk Hogan lie for the ages?
No.
Because he's full of them.
Not Hootie. Not Terry. You'll probably have issues with this guy's statement. You might be like, it's not completely accurate.
Is it Booker T?
Oh.
Nope.
Hulk Hogan?
Nope.
Okay.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
There goes my wrestling knowledge.
Well, we're going to educate you and the masses next in Your Eyes Guys Sports Report.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Not all kinds of stuff, man. Some Aaron Rodgers audio for you. First, this was pretty big yesterday. An Oklahoma assistant football coach resigned, Coach Cale Gundy. He said that he used a word off of a player's iPad that you should not have used in a team meeting.
Can we guess? Tell us the letter.
It's the one word you can't say. Nobody should say. It was termed a racially charged word.
Oh.
I assume you still don't want to guess. But
yeah, the guy seems to feel terrible about what he did, and not beyond just the fact that he screwed up his job he's had for like 20 years too. But he just seems to feel so bad about it.
Did they hand it to him and say, hey, or were they doing karaoke?
I was thinking he was walking around during the film session and maybe read it off that way. That's how I took it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of players defending him, though.
He picked up like a tablet or something somebody had, right? Because people weren't paying attention, and he picked it up and started, what's so important? What's more important than doing your job? He started reading it. Oof. He just started reading out loud, and he was reading faster than he was thinking.
Well, here's what's weird.
Let's try that on the show one day. We'll hand you a sheet of paper. You got to read it as fast as you can, but not say the bad word that might be hidden.
Yeah.
He's 7-1.
He said he was sorry for saying the word he shouldn't have said. Coach Venables put out a statement saying that he didn't tell the whole story, but he pretty much said that he used that word. So you put out a statement saying the same thing that he already said he was sorry for. So I guess it was the whole story. Like, you really didn't have to put out a statement. I guess you had to, but, you know, you didn't really say anything in it. Like, you know, he said, you know, this is unacceptable, which it is, you know, in the program. But, I mean, he didn't hold anything back. He said a word he shouldn't have said.
Yeah. But he resigned before he could get fired, probably.
Yeah.
Or do you think they said, listen, we're going to have to fire you, so you want to walk out of here with a little bit of dignity?
Well, see, that's the thing I was thinking. Like, you know, I'm still thinking through the scope of not having any money. Like, you won't fire me so I get unemployment. But I guess when you got some money, you don't really see it that way. You'd rather quit than or resign than be fired.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you got millions of dollars, you're not going to go up to, I don't know, the Bears and say, you go fire me, I'm going to get unemployment.
I don't think you get unemployment. I think they look at how much you have in the bank, maybe?
Yeah.
Or how much you made last year? I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
Hope I ain't going to tell you anytime soon.
Oh, dang it. Aaron Rodgers was doing an interview, and there was a joke made that he didn't appreciate. We're going to hear the reaction right now, all of us.
How would you describe yourself?
I think in general, I'd like to present myself how I see myself. So unapologetically authentic. You like me or don't like me, that's not my concern at this point. You know, my concern is just speaking the truth. And, you know, and people say, oh, immunization, vaccination.
Yeah, I did. I said that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yep. But how many people do you think you killed? What's your count?
How many grandmothers? Let's just do grandmothers.
I mean, I know you guys are f***ing around, but I don't find that part funny. I really don't. Okay. Like,
Dang. Did not appreciate that little joke.
Guess the bleep board page. I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you this, though.
Yes. He might would do it.
Aaron Rodgers is going through some kind of change because he was doing a podcast talking about doing ayahuasca and all this other stuff and going on, I guess, retreats of inflection, you would say.
Wow.
The NFL said, look, you know, his ayahuasca use was not a drug violation. So that's the other thing that came out.
Or soup.
Yeah, and they talked about, I think, doing mushrooms at some point years ago. On a beach with a bunch of teammates. There's a lot going on.
Wow.
I will say that, you know, there's not deeper meaning in everything. There are a lot of people that like to, you know, look at something and just, like, pick it apart for whatever. Like, not everything is always deep. Like, you know, this phone, you know, if there's, oh, this is a symbol of my communication to the outside world and my lifeline to civilization.
It's also telephone. It's also a chain that's holding you down. It is. You got to plug in. What do? You plug into the wall and stand beside it. It's break free from them chains.
Not everything has deep meaning, right?
Clip that cord. Hey, clip that cord, baby. Not like that.
Let me show you something funny. So, you know, during training camp, fans want autographs. I know locally the Panthers are pretty good about lining people up, and the players will come through and they'll sign for you. I saw P1 burning rubbers. He took a picture with Baker Mayfield.
I heard he's awesome at signing. A buddy of mine went over there with a nephew, cousin, I don't know, and said he was just standing there forever afterwards of signing. So he's
yeah.
Seems like a pretty straight up dude.
Oh, yeah.
So here's Josh Allen at the Bills facility.
Where do they practice at?
Well,
I guess near there. Huh?
Upstate New York, but I think they're doing something in the stadium. So, you know, guys try to get autographs. Look at this guy did to Josh Allen when he's running. All right.
Good Lord.
What'd he throw at him? Can you tell?
A shoebox?
Well, it was a football box.
Oh, okay. I thought it being in Buffalo was a rubber blank.
And the ball was still in it.
But they throw those
God.
At
him.
Oh, my gosh.
He, like, it hit him in the leg. I mean, not that it would have hurt, but it would have startled you.
Josh Allen points Staying at the guy. Pin. Says it's disrespectful. He did not sign it. It still stayed on the ground.
Oh, God.
I don't know, man. Roethlisberger used to be one like, don't scream at me. I'll sign it.
Josh Allen is way too big and tough a dude to be throwing stuff at.
Plus, that's the move of somebody that's either a dealer or somebody that really knows their stuff. Because with those mini balls at camps like that, when you'd throw it to them, they'd sign it and then throw it back, and you're catching their autograph on your hand.
Yeah.
Like, and then the stuff is smeared. So if you get it's still in the box. You got they're holding the box and not the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember going to G Braves games and you'd get the baseball and you'd hang it over the wall to them and they'd do it. And when they throw it back, like, I remember one time I missed the throwback and God bless. That was so embarrassing.
Oh, that sucks.
Somebody else got it?
No, I threw the ball down to Jose Alvarez. He signs it, throws it back up to me to catch back, and I dropped it.
Dang, man.
Well, it was my ball.
At least you didn't drop it while wearing a baseball glove. That would have been way worse.
No, it's mini bat night.
Oh, yeah.
We got to fix that. We got to get Jose in and fix it.
Yeah, we do.
Let me tell you about
Josh Allen would whoop the blank out of most people.
Not
like,
me.
Just about everybody.
Come
that's,
on.
That's a 6'5", 240-pound man who's fast. And imagine if he throws that right hook, dude. You out.
Plus, Dave Guida would help him beat somebody up.
He would.
He would turn code on us.
That's, a dude, that's also a dude you don't want to mess with.
Former.
Or play Guido either.
Neither one.
Former WWF superstar claims that he's had sex with a lot of women. I'm going to tell you the number, then I'll tell you who it is. He says he's had sex with 1 million women.
Nice. Wow.
Bull crap.
Gosh.
It's not Diesel. Big Daddy Cool. It's not Kevin.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is.
You talking about, is it Godfather?
No, it's not Godfather. It is none other than Virgil.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Verge said he had sex with 1 million women.
I like he's picking up steam with the ridiculous stuff he says now, but he said way more ridiculous stuff that didn't really make a splash.
Uh-oh.
This stuff he posts on Instagram is wild, man.
They're saying, look, Ric Flair said he only had sex with 10,000. Why are you saying 1 million?
What was the Wilt Chamberlain number, 100,000? Allegedly.
Wasn't he like 20-something in there?
And then the numbers just got ridiculous. But then overpopulation, there was more people to bang.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have, like a computer program to put in how many people you have sex with?
Yeah, like for,
like an app that you add to?
That's a good point. I mean, how like do you... I've had menial success, and I still, the number, it goes back and forth between a couple different ones. Yeah. I can't, and he's sitting there like every day.
Yeah.
Dear Diary, I had sex with 1,100 women today. Over here is the total. Good Lord. All right.
Leave me alone.
I don't believe it.
Virgil's sick, really? Right? He's got problems. Like he's,
well, I don't know.
Pretty bad off, I think.
Last time I saw him on something, he was real thin. But yeah. That happens when you don't work out anymore. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Fat Boy. All right. We're going to take a break when we come back. Imagine, if you will, that you're married to, if you're a woman, you're married to a guy, and, you know, you can reverse if you're a guy married to a woman. All of a sudden, after all this time, she's like, I've had a lifestyle change. I am now vegan, and so are you, and so are the everybody else in the house. Could you imagine?
That's no way to be or treat people you supposedly love.
We're going to talk to the wife who's going to call her husband this morning and tell him, we ain't doing all that. You can, but we ain't.
My God, when we were growing up, that would have been child abuse.
That was, I don't even know that word existed when I was a kid. Vegetarian.
No.
Oh, we got to go to break. Morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.